Good evening, everybody. I just saw a Moedig Maisa from Chaim Oiza. Moedig Maisa. It's so inspiring. Chaim Oiza Gojensky was a god hadoy. He was an ilui. His mind was he was a person that was able simultaneously, so they say, simultaneously was able to write two tshuvas at the same time. A sentence here, a sentence there, a proof here, a proof there. He was a gon. He was a mamash the god hadoy in a generation of gedolim. Chaim Oiza Gojensky. He had only one daughter, Nebuch, and she was nifta as a girl. Reb Chaim Oiza was once invited. He was nifta just when the war, by the outbreak of the war. So Reb Chaim Oiza was once invited by a convention in the 1920s, he went out of time. I think he was in Vienna. And when he was there, he was hosted by one of the very rich Gvirim who had the honor and the privilege of hosting Reb Chaim Oiza. And Reb Chaim Oiza was by him for a number of days, a couple of days. And at the end of the feast, he gave him all the kovet. This host was able to give him all the kovet for such dignified and choshve guest. He gave him all, at the very end, just before Reb Chaim Oiza had left, this person went up to Reb Chaim Oiza, this Gvir, and went to Reb Chaim Oiza, and he said, Reb Chaim Oiza, it was such an honor for you. Can I ask you, I want to give you, everything you do is for Klal Yisrael. You're giving up your life for Klal Yisrael. Every morning, every afternoon, every evening, your whole day you give up, your whole life you give up for Klal Yisrael. It would be an honor for me and a privilege for me, a real honor for me to give you something personal. I'm Baruch Hashem, the bench of the law of wealth. I want to give you personally something, something that you will enjoy, something that for you personally, okay, what is it? Please, can you give me the something I would like to give you? So Reb Chaim Oiza thought for a minute, and he said, actually, yes, there's something which I would very much like to. He was very happy because he was so happy that he had the opportunity of giving something to Reb Chaim Oiza. He said, What is it? So Reb Chaim Oiza said, I'll tell you, there is in Vilna where he lived, Reb Chaim Oiza was in Vilna, was the unofficial Rav of Vilna, not official, since the Vilna Gaon was nifted, there was no official Rav of Vilna, but he was the unofficial Rav of Vilna. He said, he lived in Vilna, and he said that, I live in Vilna, and I know there's like no mom's a cleaning lady, but it's like a lady that would schlep things in and schlep out, like a almona, a widow. And she was very, very poor, and she was like getting a few pennies here, a few pennies there, just doing the odd kind of work, just schlepping the milk, schlepping the water. She was very, very poor. And Reb Chaim Oiza said, I heard my Rebbetzin told me that she's so poor, she hasn't got even shoes. Her shoes are completely worn out. She can't afford shoes. So if you're asking me for a personal favor, I'd really, really ask you, please, would it be possible to give me sufficient money to buy a new pair of shoes? As a person, if you could please give me that personal favor, if you give me money to buy her, let's buy some shoes. And that was a question. He genuinely meant it. Genuinely meant that. That was a personal favor to him. As you see, it's unbelievable. It's the godless of Eden. Once there were such people. Genuine gedolim. A personal favor for him would be to see to that almona. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. We're up to page 194. And we are up to a... we're up to Simon Kuf Tzadi Gimel, Seif Gimel. We're still in the halachas of Zimun, and we're towards the end of Hilchas Zimun. We're now going to be learning a slightly controversial halacha. Well, controversial in a way that it's been censored historically. Nowadays, it's not so controversial. But in previous generation, this Ramah that we're going to be learning now was censored. It's one of the places that the Ramah was censored. We know that many places in Shulchan Aruch, and in Shas, in fact, had to be changed because of the fear of some authorities who take great offense of the Jewish books. And this is one of the places that actually, if you look in various Ramahs and Shulchan Aruch, you'll see that these few lines are omitted. So the halach is as follows. We're up to page 194, we're up to the Ramah in Sif Gemma, and it says as follows. Ha-minek, the custom is. Baruch Hashem, we have to be very grateful that nowadays in our contemporary generation, we're very lucky and very grateful to the authorities nowadays. We don't have to worry about reading and learning such a Ramah. We have to be really grateful. It wasn't so in many places throughout many years. Haminek, the custom is, Shlolizamen beveis ovde kechovim. When you eat in a house of goyim, you do not make a zimun. You're going to bench. Of course you're going to bench. You washed and you ate bread. You're going to bench. But even if you've got three men who normally are going to make mezumen, they are not going to make mezumen if you are in a goyish house. If you're eating in a goyish house, you're not going to make mezumen. Yeah?
If you're renting out a house.
Then, good. It's a good point. We'll get to that. Let me just finish the Gemara. Very, very interesting. V'nira li atam, says the Gemara, what's the reason for that? The reason is, mishum, t'lo yuchlo likvaya atzmo v'esev v'kechovim. So you can't actually, I think the posh, the meaning over here is, you can't actually make yourself all comfortable. You can't be kovea atzmo l'su'udah. You can't like completely relax, make yourself at home, and make yourself completely comfortable in a Goyish house in a way that is necessary for Zimun. We learned that Zimun is when three men eat and they are eating together, schmoozing, eating together. We learned that if one is eating this direction, another one over there, and the third one into a third direction, and they're not comfortably eating together, Suda, they're not Kaveh Atzmoni Suda, then you don't do Zimun. You only do Zimun if three people are schmoozing, enjoying themselves, eating together. So the Rama says, if you're eating by a goy, you're not going to be comfortable enough. Imagine in a goy's house, and the goy is breathing down your... You're not going to be feeling comfortable to relax and eat properly. Hence, it's lacking in Kviya Suda, and hence, you're not going to do Zimun. שלא יוכל לקבוע עצמו ואיזה אוהב את כחוב משום יירס אוהב את כחובים והאב כאילו אוכלו בלוי קבע. And it's as if you're eating without קבע. It's not properly relaxed kind of atmosphere that is required in order to do Zimun. What do you think about that? Understood? Understandable? You don't feel relaxed. You don't feel completely at home. You're not going to feel completely at home. For oid, and more than that, the Eishlochus Lesakona. He says, it's another one. That shtickle over here was censored. You look at most editions of Shulchan Aruch, or I can't say most, but many editions of Shulchan Aruch, would be interesting to make a historical analysis in that, but this is the part that was censored. And it says, the Eishlochus Lesakona, he said that you have to, there is a bit of an element of fear. Have you got it? It's out? The oid is out? It's omitted? Okay. There's a potential element of fear. Normally, when you are eating, in a house which is not your own, so you're going to bench the balabais. Yeah, you're going to say a balabai. You're going to make a rachman. You're going to bench the balabais. If it's not your house, if you're eating out, you're going to say rachman yivorech balabais. Is there? You can't do that when the balabais is a goy. It's inappropriate to say rachman yivorech. Whatever the reason may be, whatever the reason, for business reason, whatever it is, you ended up eating in a goyish house. You know, it could be for business reason, could be for other reasons. That's where you ended up eating some.
And it's and the three of you having a kosher meal.
Yeah.
But everybody else is not.
So we'll get to that shortly. Let's get to that shortly. That's a very interesting question. Lochein mitchil loy kovo atzm rak levorech kol echol levad. Since you're going to get stuck with rachamon levorech balabais, it's inappropriate to bench the balabais. But you can't not say it, so it's a bit stuck. So if you bench everybody quietly, it's fine. But if you make a mezuman and you bench loud, and then the balabais is going to say, "What? You're not benching me?" I mean, it must be quite a...
Why can't you bench a goy?
So the Mishnah says that the truth is, the Mishnah says there's something interesting. So we're gonna get, you know, let's we're gonna see Mishnah Berurah of Zayin. That's gonna hopefully help that. Yeah, and therefore we don't change the minig. V'af im lo yoyutam im elu maspeaking. Even if those reasons wouldn't be sufficient, mikol mokem. Nevertheless, ma'ach shekvar noagu kach. Since that is already the well-established minig, havikidu lo kovu atzmo biyachad. It's as if they were not kovea themselves together. So even though we may lack clarity in the reasoning why exactly the minig is not to do mezuman in a goyish house, we may not be clear in the reasons, but at the end of the day, that's the minig, and people therefore are not fixing, they're not sitting exactly the way they normally, and it's as if there's like the established minig already that you don't make mezuman in a goyish house. Right. Now, I want to see two Mishnah Berurahs over here. Mishnah Berurah says, Katan Chav Zayin. Mishnah Berurah Chav Zayin says the following. Shelo Lizamen. Now, the on this reason over here. So I've got two reasons. One reason is because you're not particularly comfortable. You don't sit down, eat like you do at home. Reason number one. Reason number two is because of the Rachamon. Now on this Rachamon reason, the Mishnah Berurah argues, and he says, Rachamon disagree with that reason. He said, nowadays, the minhag actually, if you're in a kosher house, you are going to say, Rachamon, and you are going to make mezuman in a kosher house. Mishnah Berurah is cholek on the Ramah. Mishnah Berurah says, no, nowadays, actually, the minhag is unlike the Ramah, and nowadays, if you're eating in a kosher house, you will actually do zimun. But you're stuck with Rachamon. So what are you going to do with Rachamon? Now it clarifies, and he says the following. You're going to say as follows. You're going to make this special Rachamon. That nusach is acceptable. Nobody's going to get offended that way. You can also say Rachamon Evoich as Baal Abayis. He says you can actually say Baal Abayis, and you're referring to the person who provided the food. When you say you're not benching necessarily the person who owns the house, who is the guy, who is a Gentile. Actually, you are referring to the person who provided the food. Whoever gave you the food, he's the Bala Suda, he's the Bala Bais. As far as the food is concerned, it's him. Now, apparently, Nusach Sfard, who daven Sfardi? Someone daven Sfardi? Apparently, you say Bala Suda, is that right? I heard. Sfardi benching, apparently, says Bala Suda very specifically, which is very much in line with this. No. According to Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't have to be. Somebody. Yeah, Bala Seuda, yes, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. And if everybody eats his own, then even more so, right. So that's Mishnah Berurah says, as far as the Rachman is concerned, there's no problem. You can refer to him. Now Mishnah Berurah says, what about your case? What happens if you're on a course? What happens if you're in an inn? What happens in a hotel? And you're ending up in a goyisha place, and in a hotel, and now can you bench mezuman or not? Says Mishnah Berurah, if you're eating in a hotel, during the day, you're eating in a goyisha inn, as you're journeying, you're traveling, and it's a goyisha inn, you're just in and out, you're just going to quickly eat and carry on. Actually, it's lacking in kvias. You're not properly sitting down to eat. You're just floating in, floating out, zooming in, zooming out. You should not. Even if it's three men, you're not going to bench mezuman. So the Mishnah says, although in print, let's just get the clarity over here. The Ramah says, for two reasons, the minhag is not to make mezuman. Reason number one, people are not sitting down properly to eat in a goyish house. It's lacking comfort. You know, koveh atzma lisuuda. Second reason, horachamon, you can't say horachamon balabais. And therefore, the minhag is, in a goyish house, says the Ramah, you will not bench mezuman. That's the Ramah. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah Chav Zayin. Mishnah Berurah disagrees. He says, actually, the minhag is, generally speaking, if you end up in a goyish house, the minhag is, actually, you can bench mezuman. You can, and as far as Rachman is concerned, don't worry about it, because you're referring to the Bala Sa'uda, and he's actually fine. However, the Mishnah Berurah throws in at the very end, so the minhag is fine, you can bench in the goyish house, mezuman, that's fine. But if it's just on your journey, traveling, you're just literally just popping in to eat your sandwich and you move out, he says, there the Ramah is right. There it's actually, if you're not sleeping in there, you're just literally there to eat and you carry on. There you're tucker lacking kvias. You're lacking kvias. How are you going to sit? Have you ever been in an attraction park, in a goyish attraction park, or a goyish, you go to a goyish, like one of those big, chalamoid outings, I don't know. Amusement park, thank you very much. You go to one of those, and then, and you end up eating, let's say the only place you can eat is in a goyish, like where the goyim, you're not going to sit like, you feel, he's sitting on the edge of the chair. Do you know what I mean? You're like eating in your, do you know what I mean? So that's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah means. So there, you're not kaveh atzma lisuuda. Even if it's going to be three men, you're not going to bench mezuman. You're not going to, it's lacking in kvias.
3 days, let's say.
Excellent. So the Mishnah, very good question. So if you're in the hotel for 3 days, what would be the halacha? It's okay. Absolutely. You're kovei asuda, that's right. Even whether according to the Gemara, whether according to the Mishnah Berurah, you're going to bench mezuzah. It's fine. Yeah.
One of you own house, but goy maybe come to eat. You know, and you have a zimmer with other people. Can you still make a zimmer?
Yeah. It's going to touch on halachas we're going to be learning soon. You're touching on, but on principle, the answer is yes. More details to follow. Petrol stations. Right, that's a good question. What do you think about Rabbi Kagan's Shaila? Petrol station. Petrol station, you're driving, you're on a stop. Three men.
Well, it's temporary.
Pardon?
I mean, it's only a short stay. It's a temporary.
Short stay. Yeah. Yeah, I think that you're right. I think in that scenario, I think we would do. I think that the reason is because that's a good shayla. I'm going to look it up just to confirm. But I think that in principle, the answer is yes, you will bench mezuman. And I think the reason is because it's not considered a base over kichovim. The scenario of the Mishnah Berurah is a base, moloin, but it's considered in a base over kichovim. It's an inn that belonged to a goy. It's like basically you're going to a pub and you're eating in a pub. That's a goyish pub kind of thing. There was nowhere else to go. You couldn't stay on the road. It's snowing, it's pelting, it's raining, and it's windy, and you can't stay on the road for a minute. You got a horse wagon that you can't. So you basically go into the goyish pub and you're eating there, and you want to just get out of there as soon as you can. You need to eat there and you go out. So that's not much like the petrol station, because petrol station is free for all, and it's not associated, it's not a goyish place. It's not based over it kechovim. It's not. It's probably a public domain in many aspects. So therefore, I would probably say that it's perfectly fine to bench mezuman there. But it's an interesting shayla. It's something to be double checked. Yeah. Good. That's with regards to that. Interesting halacha, Rabbi. Very interesting halacha. Interesting halacha, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, pardon? You mean because of? Because of Rachamon? So, according to Mishnah Berurah, it's fine because you're referring to Pala Suda. Well, I'm not getting your Shaila. What's your Shaila? If. So, the connect. Why is Rachamon over here involved at all? What's the connection to Rachamon? Yeah. The Rachamon is because the Ramah learns the reason because the minig is not to bench mezuman in the goyish house is because of the Rachamons. Yeah, but there, if you say it quietly and you say it like Petzinah, it's not a problem. Yeah, that's the Ramah. It's good Ha'orah, but I think that's how the Ramah must be learning. Very good child, actually. It's only because you're singing publicly and loud. That's probably yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so the answer is very good, because very good question. I think the answer is because the bracha to the balabais, that's Medina de Gemara. Whilst all the rachamans is on Yemenic, but specifically the one which is for the balabais, that's Medina de Gemara. Right, save Dalet. Shloisha sheyoshvu lechol. Three people who sat down and they ate. I'm up to save Dalet. Three people who sat down and ate together. Berchu birkas hamoitzi, and they benched hamoitzi, they made hamoitzi. Hafilu kolachot oichal mekikoroi. Everybody is eating his own sandwich, his own bread. They're not sharing a loaf of bread or anything. They're all having their own sandwich they made at home. Hafilu loochal adayin kizayis pas. And even if you didn't actually have a full kizayis yet, this is a very critical halacha, and that's really the introduction to the rest of the siman over here. The halacha is as follows, and that's mamash a key sif over here. We have sometimes, make a distinction of sometimes it's a schus and a mitzvah to bench mezuman. And when you can, that's great, and that's brilliant, and that's beautiful. It's a mitzvah. But sometimes, that's more often than not, there's an absolute obligation to bench mezuman. An obligation. You must bench mezuman. It's an obligation. It's a chiyuv. And we're now defining the chiyuv is, when does the chiyuv start? The chiyuv starts if if three people ate together and the hay and the ate a kezais of bread together, they must now bench mezumen. You're not allowed to say, Yankel, it was lovely seeing you. I'm going now. I need to go to work. You mustn't. And you mustn't say, I'm going to bench. See you tomorrow. You mustn't. You have now an obligation to bench mezumen. You can't get away with it. If you are moving away, you are breaking the mezumen and you've done the wrong thing. You have now, because you ate the gezeis of bread as a threesome, you have to bench mezumen. You must. That's an obligation on you. It's not a schus. It's not a mitzvah. It's an opportunity. It's an obligation to bench mezumen. And now the Shulchan Aruch just clarifies that it doesn't make a difference if you're sharing a loaf of bread, you have a bread in the middle, you'll share, or you have your own. It doesn't make a difference. Don't tell me, hello, it was my bread, what have I got to do with you? And he says, what have I got to do with you? It's my bread. No, it doesn't make a difference if you have got your own bread or you're sharing a bread. As long as you've eaten the kezais, as a threesome, you need to bench mezumen together. Yeah. Hamotzi, right.
I'm going to clarify the case. So, they've chosen to sit together.
Yeah.
This is like a mikra.
Yeah, well, what the Mishnah Berurah is going to clarify is if cotton chofches, Herno Moshe Mechalek, Hainu, Afilu Roy Tzilik Mosudosoi, Koidim Shig Murachirim, even if one of the three decides, I'm going to eat quickly, I haven't got nerves for them, I haven't got patience for these two clowns, I am going to eat quick and zoom off. It doesn't make a difference. I haven't got time. You have to wait. Even if you've got the clear intention that it doesn't make a difference. That's mamash the key words of it. That's mamash the key words of the whole sermon. He has got, he started eating, he's chal on him an obligation to do zimun. He's got now an obligation to zimun. Since he ate, given that chiyuv shel zimun chal kvar olav, it's fallen on him paschal as achilah shelo when he started eating.
But they chose to sit next to each other, yeah. Originally.
Yeah.
Because I caught up when I wasn't here, so I listened to the shiur.
Yeah.
Saying,
correct.
There are people who.
You're right.
So I'm sitting down eating my lunch, and two will come along and they decide to sit down next to me.
Well, that's a problem because then it's considered kviya suda together. They forced it on you. As opposed to this, what I said then, what Shulchan Aruch says that, is as opposed to not joining at any point. They're all happy to be separate. Happy to be separate. That's what we're referring to then. But if there is two people who are coming to you, so it may not have been your choice, but now, being polite and being idle, you are actually agreeing to the kviyas together with them.
So I wanted to ask you, I didn't ask you before, do you retain the right to, if you're doing like Rav Moshe Feinstein, his answer is when you wash, you're going to have in mind not to join. But here you washed, and as far as you're concerned, you're eating by yourself. So your kavanah was always eating by yourself. Now if you don't want to come along and step out your meal when you've got to go, Mustafa, you have the right not to join with
that. Yes, it's a beautiful thought. I never thought of this. It's a fascinating thought. I never thought of this. I imagine the answer is yes. I wonder as to whether you need to have positive kavana. I wonder if you need to have positive kavana that I'm not getting involved in their zimun. You may have to have positive kavana, but you probably can at this point. Yeah.
Yeah. Would you say it's an
unanswered
that I'm antisocial, I don't like...
No, according to Moshe, not. Moshe, not. You need to have that kavana, because even antisocial person are sometimes forced into social environments. So you still need to go through that thought process.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Einam Roshoyim lechalik yonah to split. Yeah. Yeah. It's maybe worth mentioning that there is a little bit of a machloikis about this. There is a bialoch, and the reason why I'm mentioning it is because the bialoch goes quite in length about this. That there are opinions all that if you're eating your own bread, and you didn't have a full kezais yet, there are opinions all that actually the zimun doesn't start. There is such opinions, but again, Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin like that. Yeah. Okay, so just to recap what we covered tonight, B'siyata Dishmaya. We learned the fascinating Gemara about eating by a goy. By the way, there is a minhag. There is a lot. When you're actually eating in a goyish house, I don't know if you've heard of it, but and my grandfather was very, very makpid. He was engaged in business, and he had there was opportunities that he had to just like be with goyim, and he was very makpid, never to eat in a goyish house. Never to eat. I mean, it's like, well, nowadays we don't really expose that so much. I don't know if any of you are ever exposed. But there is a minig. I think it's a genuine minig that is brought down that you never eat, even like a glass of water. You don't, if there's no shadow of kashrus, imagine somebody brings you a plastic cup of water. Some people have that minig, never to eat in a. The truth is that from this Gemara, it doesn't sound like in the worst time it was such a minig. Doesn't sound like it, but I just wanted to mention it as well. So the Gemara says there is a minhag not to bench mezuman in a goyish house, and he brings two reasons. He says one reason is because you're not fully comfort zone, and it's not proper kvias. Second reason is because how are you going to say rachman levoch balabais hazeh? And he said that's the minhag already, and that's the well established minhag in Klal Yisrael. Mishnah Berurah disagrees, and he says actually the minhag is to bench mezuman in a goyish house. And people do it. He says, however, if it's derech arei, just zooming in, zooming out, then a minig is not to bench mezuman. It's not lacking in fixed, in comfort, in geschmack. And Mishnah Berurah therefore says that better not to eat, better to get out of any sfeikas. Siv Dalet taught us that three people are eating together, there's an obligation to bench mezuman, and you're not allowed to split the zimun at all. We learned that it doesn't make a difference at all, the fact that it's from his own bread, or shared bread, it doesn't make a difference. And having said those introductions, we'll be ready for the next Ephraim in this sim. Good evening, Abba.